Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. We will dive into the Tuesday segment in just a moment. Before we do, I will be a Saturday afternoon for the FC Dallas watch party. It's going to be at the Derby Shire right there in Frisco. It's a fantastic time. We got some things to give away. It's always a really, like, dude, seriously, they got some really good beers and their fish and chips. Logan Farrington was not lying. Out of this world good.
Did you know FC Dallas hasn't lost in its last 8 matches?
Interesting. You know what started 8 matches ago, Kevin?
Watch parties?
FC Dallas watch parties featuring Corey Majors.
Oh, they haven't lost since the end of July. Woo!
I'm just saying. I feel like they started at the end of July. Also, yeah, actually they did. That's right. Also on Sunday, Bearded Monkey and LaVon for the Cowboys against the Panthers. So we'll be rocking that, the official watch party.
Mm.
So man, we got watch parties galore this weekend.
Hell yeah.
If you want to find the fan this weekend, you can. Also, just wanted to give a shout out to our guys over at Tolbert Garage. Love them. Mm. Guys.
I was there for Flagtober.
You were. Did you see people?
Yes, there were lots of people there.
Live people?
Yes, there were lots of live people there.
That's good, man. What'd they say about our show?
They said they really like our show. One person delivered a message that I don't always love hearing. But everybody loves our show.
What'd they say about me is really what I was asking.
Actually,
they love
me. A lot of people said things about you. They questioned your commitment and wanted to know where you were.
Oh.
And then I piled on by saying, I can't convince you to go to the card show either. And they're like, yeah, what's the story? Uh-huh. And I was like, I tried.
All right. You know, I always make up a whole bunch of BS, Kevin, when people ask about you.
Oh,
you here you are.
You shouldn't. That's what my mom would do with my sister for the longest time. She was like, well, you know, your sister had to go to the grocery store. And like, it's just the most ridiculous things. And I'm like, yeah, so does every other adult.
I think it's very fair that if you heard somebody go, Corey said you were the worst when I saw him at this place, you'd go, yeah, sounds like something Corey would say.
He only said that to Sean. That was a long time ago. We should tell that story.
From the 214, I am going to park in the best parking spot I can find in LaVon.
Oh, I did talk to somebody at Tolbert who said, man, those cops are out in LaVon. And I go, I know, Corey got a ticket.
There you go. Hopefully we can get this fixed and corrected next time. I also just recently saw a video of AI George Washington and AI Abraham Lincoln wrestling in a ring.
What?
And here it is, Kevin. If you
Lincoln
want to
stoked
watch
that.
Again, it might be my favorite thing I've seen.
Man, he's like coming out with an entrance
in
and everything.
Quite some time, and I kind of want some sort of WWE AEW bit to be created with the president.
This is awesome because on the Tron it says the Great Emancipator. Washington is stunned that Lincoln's coming out. This is amazing.
So yeah, I'll send it your way, Kevin. If you want to see that, it's on Twitter. Good luck.
Yeah. And if you look it up, Abraham Lincoln liked to wrestle a lot.
Guys, it is
the
now
person that traveled with him that he wrote about in his journal.
It is now time for the level of concern.
Oh man.
So just know, whenever you hit a supposed landmark in presidential politics, we did that like 160 years ago, okay?
One day you're going to have a podcast about these little things you talk about, the frozen envelope, Ben Roethlisberger, like all these little things
Log
that you
cabin
hint
Republican.
At.
That's a real thing.
Kevin, Alec, what is your level of concern for where the Cowboys invest their playing time for their young players? Should the veterans not be able to do the job?
2 weeks ago, I think this would have been really high. And I know their hand has been forced a little bit on this, but I do feel like we've moved more towards, as Jason Garrett would like to say, meritocracy in terms of, you know, when you saw like Wanye get his shot, it looks like it stuck. When you saw Shamar James get his shot, not this past game, but the one before that, it looks like it stuck. Like, I think you've seen that when the young players do well, you don't automatically just replace them out. And that's going to be something to keep an eye out on with the offensive line as well. I know Tyler Guyton's not like a grizzled veteran, but just keep your eye out on that as well. So it's pretty low.
It's pretty low now. I'm right there with Kevin. Especially after the Jets game, seeing the contributions that you got from some of those names that weren't getting high snap volume. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that's the, like, there have been so many years where a guy would have a few good plays and you'd be like, I'd like to see more of that.
Yes.
And it would just get buried. Ryan Flannoy is actually a great discussion with this, or what's the test, if you will.
Litmus test.
Litmus test. Thank you. Because Ryan Flannoy is this guy that's just been buried on this roster for so long. And I know, like, Will McClay would say something like, look, when he gets his chance, he has to take advantage of it. And now he has the chance.
Yes.
And he went out there and he took advantage of it.
For sure.
So much so that Jerry Jones this morning compared it to, thanks to Choppy, compared it to Miles Austin breakout.
I did like that very leading question of, did it give you Miles Austin vibes? I don't know if this is exactly what you're shooting for, but kind of in that vein, I sort of feel that way about James Houston and the discipline that the Cowboys have showed with that. Because you were talking about like, hey, I kind of want to see a little bit more from this person. They have been very cautious with, hey, you're good at rushing the passer. Now we have to play you 85% of the time. Like, they have been very judicious about like, yeah, we think maybe this is the range to keep you in, even though he's shown some skill for it. So I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, Jerry discussed that this morning with the keeping their legs fresh is the reasoning for that. Now, maybe it's not that you're only productive enough. Like, you can only be productive for 7 snaps. Maybe it's those 7 snaps are productive because you're not out there for 80 snaps.
Yes.
So that's the discussion there. Let's go to cut 3. Would you like to see the rotation change with the offensive line after how they played Sunday?
Well, you need competition. You hear it a lot. You say, well, in pro football, you have a very limited as to the depth that you can have because of a lot of the way pro football is structured. It's easy to basically say, look, we don't have to go that hard in every way, whether it's financially or otherwise, because we can just plug them in, down the line guys in. That's an oversimplification. That's going too far because there is a difference in how you play with some of your top linemen, but still.
That I like that he said that right there.
Down the line, guys.
It's an oversimplification. If you're just like, oh, they were great, now replace the guys. We don't even need to draft first-rounders anymore.
Right.
If you can get your first-rounders to play up to what their potential is, then you should be even better at offensive line. Your level of concern, though, that this offensive line can keep up this kind of game.
So,
because they did it, what? Once, twice, 2.5 times, 1.5 times now?
I'm going to say my level of concern is a little bit below average. And this is why. And I understand if people do not share this sentiment. I'm excited about the prospect of you seem to have maybe created real depth for players that you think you can play. Now, if you don't think Tyler Guyton should come back immediately and just plug back into a spot, you have that option. Whether you think it's Thomas or whoever else, I think it's a little lower than average because you have enough moving pieces now that I'm like, well, if it doesn't work, we got a guy.
Mm-hmm. And guys that seem extremely motivated and aren't just content with where they are at all.
You talk about motivation. I don't know if this is the case whatsoever. I'm just saying, theoretically, if Tyler Guyton or Booker had any motivational concerns because they were first round picks, well, they don't anymore, because they're going to look at it and be like, I better step up my game because this dude's ready to take my spot.
Your level of concern with the podcast being back up on Apple should be zero now, because we're back up on
done?
Apple, everybody.
Heck yeah.
So we're
back.
So anybody that was watching the podcast or checking out the podcast on Apple, we're back, baby.
Woohoo!
I know there was that one Tolo last week that I was trying to work with, and we got it done.
Hell yeah.
This is two separate things. I'll ask about Rico Dowdle in just a second. What is your level of concern with the defensive run stop? Because people were concerned after Breece Hall's game.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it's really high because you've seen flashes of it. But I think one of the reasons it was so good, I do think their run defense was playing well. I really do. But you can lean back on the fact that maybe other teams would be like, if all else fails, we can always pass the ball. Well, I hate the idea that they can be like, well, now we can do either one of them at will, because it's not like your pass defense yet looks like it's going to be able to take over. So I'm really concerned. That was the one sobering part of that game, I think.
Alec?
I'd say neutral, if we're being honest. Because I think about the Jets game, that's the one thing that their offensive line does well and does really well.
Yeah,
if you look at some of the metrics, they can block for the run, and they can do it with the best of them in the league. So I'm not too worried. If it repeats itself, then I go to Kevin's side.
Where are you at this?
I'm probably in neutral, and I appreciate you saying that, because Kevin would force us to pick one side. And I'm like, dude, there's always three options.
Yep.
But I'm probably there because I want to see it not work again. And then I'll have more concerns.
Okay.
But right now I'm just like, okay, Breece Hall, I was already concerned about Breece Hall. So that brings me to this. Let's go to cut 12 here. Rico Dowdle, the decision to move on from him.
Well, it shouldn't be negative about Rico. I don't think that you'd find anybody that doesn't think Rico is a top back in the NFL. And I've always thought he really was a unique player, very explosive player, violent player. And we got really good production out of Rico, more than he had had, because he had always battled injury. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a good back, make no mistake about it, and he got a big offer to go. We felt that the backs that were potentially available to us at the time he signed with Carolina, we thought we had a chance to get a back, and of course we did in Williams.
Now, Kevin, I think everybody thought highly of Rico Dowdle while he was here, but injuries definitely were a concern, obviously, all the time.
Agreed.
I don't think we ever thought of him as one of the top backs in the NFL, but he had a really good season last year when he was healthy for the majority of the year. He has now told the Cowboys to buckle up. Your level of concern that they will replicate what Breece Hall did last week.
All right.
Or so what he did this week.
There's a lot to unpack there. First of all, part of that answer, which of course, that replay is brought to you by Window Nation. Part of that answer was absurd. Rico Dowdle was one of the top backs in the NFL. Nobody thought that. and he got a big offer, so he left. Do you know what he signed for? 1 year, $2.75 million. So, like, what are we even talking about? I agree with a lot of what he said. I just wanted to point out, I thought those parts were absurd. Now, believe it or not, even though my level of concern of the run defense is high, and you might think this runs counterintuitive, I am not actually that concerned about Rico Dowdle. I appreciate the fact that he had the Rico Dowdle game. He was the first player in the NFL to have 200-plus rushing yards this season. I don't see it against the Cowboys. Maybe if it's a joint effort with him and Hubbard, if Hubbard comes back around, but I'm not buying into the Rico revenge game.
Alec?
Kind of what I said about the Jets' offensive line. And you know what? I'll pull a Corey here. I dare him to do that. I dare him to go for 200 yards against us because I think that was a one-off. I think he's a good back, but I don't think he can replicate that every week. That's impossible.
Hey, he's got to show he's worth every penny of that monster $2.7 million concert. Nope, contract. You got my point.
Concerts are important.
Shut up. They are.
Two things. I have some things left over for tomorrow for level of concern, so I might even use those tomorrow. But also, Kevin.
Very low. My concern about this is very low because I like this segment.
One last question.
We're not doing
your level of concern for which finger Jerry thinks he's using in life.
It's high. Look, we talked about that in crosstalk. It's two fingers apart. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate about a thumb not being a finger. I get you. But like, if you're trying to give somebody the thumbs up and you stuck out your index finger, that'd be a little weird, but I'd be like, it's finger adjacent. It abuts that finger. So I'd be willing to listen to that, but go from the thumb all the way to the middle finger? No, no, no. That would be like if somebody said, here, do you want to try on my pinky ring? And then you flip them off. That would be equally confusing. And that's what he told us this morning.
So you're not buying
it. My level of concern is high because I think that is nonsense.
And that is the C-Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, navigating the NFC East where pressure is the name of the game. Next on The Fan.
They go jumbo formation, an extra lineman in the game. Kroski Merritt streaks to the outside. He's in again. Touchdown, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt and Washington.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, and because Corey just irritated me, I'm going to do a shout-out on a Tuesday.
I just opened the gate for this one, didn't I?
Hey, Kevin, can I get a shout-out from my niece, Natalie? Today is her senior night. Proud of her for bouncing back from a torn ACL. Woo! That is impressive. I hope senior night is awesome. Right now, time to navigate the NFC East. Always choose your own adventure. In the NFC East, you want to go with the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Commanders, or the Giants?
Got to start with the Eagles until they are in second place.
All right. So the Eagles just suffered their second loss in the last 22 games.
That's an insane number.
It really is. Now, I said this stat earlier for the go ahead.
And it's weird that in Philadelphia, you're like, the sky is falling. And you're just like, 2-22 games.
But here's the reason the sky is falling. I told you my statistic about the reigning Super Bowl champion getting outgained in the first five games. The Eagles are the first one since the 1987 Giants. That team went 6-9.
Okay.
And so they didn't make the playoffs. So maybe they've seen into the future.
Maybe they are starting to fall apart right before our very eyes.
And something to keep an eye out on, the Broncos. And how they were able to defend Jalen Hurts. They sacked him 6 times, but also he had 38 pass attempts and they batted down 9 of them.
Okay, I will say this. It is always nice to be like, did they just give us the blueprint, right?
One can hope.
But then you have to look at your defense and go, do I have Patrick Surtain?
Yeah.
Do I have the ability to do what they did also? I think there are teams in the league that absolutely do have that ability. Not all of them each week, but maybe they can grab something from that and use it to their advantage. And I'm also kind of curious. I just happened to see Barkley pop up on my injury report, and there's questionable. They're like, hey, it's not that big of a deal. But I am kind of curious how that would affect their entire game because he hasn't really done much.
Right.
So is it going to affect it that much? I don't know.
And you know what? The hell with them. That's all I want to talk about with the Eagles. Fair enough.
I mean, yep. That's enough Eagles for
me. Oh, Alec, was he about to say he wants to talk more about the Eagles?
Yeah, there was a stutter there. I didn't like it.
You guys don't know what was about to come out of my mouth. Y'all aren't me.
The only thing worse than the trash that comes out of your mouth is... Never mind. All right. So, let's go to the Commanders.
Commanders are in second place.
They are.
Barely.
And once again, pressure is the name of the game. The Washington Commanders defense against the Chargers, 5 sacks, 9 quarterback hits, 6 tackles for loss, plus an interception, plus a forced fumble.
Wow. This is a team that made them look very bad.
You know, and there's positives for them on defense, and I thought that was relevant because we talked about the week before how they really struggled defensively. You know, this is the first time since 2020 that the Commanders didn't give up any points after the first quarter.
Really?
It's been 5 years since they've gone 3 quarters without giving up points.
You know, one of the things that, like, immediately this week, Kevin, I started looking around to see who had Deebo Samuel on their team to try and trade for him. Because I was like, he's starting to get usage like I expected.
Right.
And the fact that Terry McLaurin, you know, missing 2 games because of his quad injury, wherever that does land too. But Deebo Samuel was a smart move on their part to add him to their team because they needed a guy, not that he's an elite number one.
Sure.
But they needed a guy that could fill that role if needed. And they're using him in a very smart way right now. The Chargers, though, I have a lot of questions about how that all went down.
I mean, I'm sure the Chargers do as well. That their fortunes have changed a ton in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, injuries are destroying them at the moment.
By the way, Washington, they scored 27 unanswered points in that game. So while we talked about it, not giving up points in the second, third, or fourth, their offense most certainly did take advantage of it. All right. With 39 rushing yards this past Sunday, Jaden Daniels became the first player in NFL history with 4,000 or more passing yards and 1,000 or more rushing yards in their first 20 games.
This is an amazing thing to me.
Yeah, congratulations.
Considering how, like, the evolution of the position, it feels like at least one of the other quarterbacks would have done that, but the ability to pass the way he does and escape the way he does is very rare.
Do you think this stat is going to become ho-hum in the future then? Like, is this going to be the first of many?
Doesn't it always feel like the better runner you are, the worse passer you are?
Yes.
And there's a very rare combination of both of them being good at the same time. Sure. Last year, Lamar Jackson had both of them being good at the same time.
Yes, he did.
Jaden Daniels steps into the league that quickly. Josh Allen took a while to get all of it together. So, I do think that because you're starting to go, back in the day it was, hey, you're good at running. We're not worried about you throwing the ball. It'll get you to college. It'll get us wins. And that's all we're worried about. Now they're starting to develop quarterbacks better at a young age. So I think there will be, Kevin. What do you think about Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt?
Now,
I had a question about him.
All right. That was the next.
My question is, what do you think about him?
On the list, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt may have had his breakout game. So he had 111 yards running and also 2 touchdowns. And I know it's that 27 yard run in the third quarter that has really dazzled a lot of people. And it feels like that could have been the next thing that shifted the balance in the game. I realize the penalty in the first half off the punt did a big deal for it, but that feels like a huge step for the Commanders as well. He's got potential for sure.
Yeah. A lot of people that wish they would have drafted him in fantasy right now.
You don't think he's still available anywhere, right?
On my league. Okay. Those bags.
All right. Are you ready for the Cowboys?
Yeah, can I ask a question before we get started?
Yes.
I know their point differential has greatly changed. It's 151 to 154. But if they had beaten the Packers and were sitting at 3-2 tied with the Commanders right now, would you feel completely different about this season?
No.
Like they eke a game out against the Packers in overtime. The ball bounces off of them.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fall straight down.
It's Sanborn's calf or whatever.
Like, they're 3-2 and tied, and they're in second place.
See, I don't think so, just because I thought they needed to get out to, like, at least a 5-2 start. So I would have been like...
Because of the back part of the schedule. Yeah, a lot of people still,
I would have been like, good, this is probably where you need to be.
Interesting, okay.
All right, for the Cowboys, something super positive. They had a 50.9 pressure rate against the Jets, and they had five different players notch at least half a sack. Now, I know Justin Fields can move, but also, we talked about this yesterday, sometimes he can hold on to the ball too long, but that was super positive. Now, we talked about how Shamar James got upgraded by the Cowboys staff to 17 tackles. That is the most tackles by a Cowboys player since Sean Lee had 17 in 2015.
Look at that. So you're saying he's the next Sean Lee? Or is he the next Jalen Smith?
Man, if he was, can you imagine if he's the next Sean Lee without injury concerns?
Dude, he's got speed.
Holy crap.
He's got some interesting instincts. I still think he has a lot to learn in this league, like a lot to learn in this league. But I think there's some very good qualities about what he can do. One of the things they loved about him was his ability to pass rush.
Yes.
And I don't think we're going to completely see that unfurl yet. So that could be an option.
Another positive for the Cowboys in that game, they scored 14 points in the second half. They had not scored in the second half of their previous three road games.
All right.
Which, that's always going to be terrible.
Something
for
we can
you.
Continue working on then. Is
yes.
What you're saying.
Absolutely. Now, for Jake Ferguson, first multi-touchdown performance of his career. He also became the first Cowboys tight end to do that in 3 years. Ferguson has 41 catches, tied for the most by a tight end through the first five games of the NFL season in history, along with Eric Johnson from 2004 and Zach Ertz in 2018. And here's a good spoiler alert coming up for the Panthers. They are not good at covering tight ends.
Okay. I've always thought this is how he should be used.
Kind of shorter.
I know we have CeeDee Lamb and we have the ability to get him the ball quickly and him break things open, but I think that there's so much viability for Ferguson to get a lot of catches, a lot of touches, a lot of targets, and it open up things deeper for you. Or, you know, be the safety valve for you while you're looking for those bigger plays. But dude, he's playing really well right now, and I'm happy about it.
Now for the Giants.
Also, did you see that? When he was running that touchdown in at the very end, he gave that swipe to the Jets player that was in the end zone that was waiting on him. And he was just like, get out of my face. What are you doing?
Look, he held the ball into the end zone. So I was excited about
Most
that.
Most people aren't anymore.
Now, for the Giants, it's all bad news.
Oh, no.
They converted only 3 of their 10 third down opportunities in their last game. And you're like, ooh, that's not good. Don't worry, it gets worse. Giants gave up 5 turnovers. Jackson Dart fumbled the ball away early in the third quarter and then also had 2 interceptions. And you're like, ooh, that hurts. Okay, it gets worse. The Giants became the first team to commit a turnover on 5 consecutive possessions in a game since the Jets did so 9 years ago. They're the first team in 9 years to have a turnover on 5 straight possessions. That team sucks too. Now, is it unfortunate that the only teams that you've beaten so far this year both suck? Yes, it is. But you have a 500 record.
It's time for Dable to go.
Right now?
Dude, if I'm in that front office and I'm looking over in Indianapolis and seeing what Daniel Jones is doing, and I'm looking here.
Yeah, going, that hurts, man.
We just keep filing dudes in for you and you are not doing well. I'm like, I got to make a change. Now, I know how committed they are, but I will say I was right for 1 year about that guy.
They really needed really needed Jackson Dart to just continue to be awesome every time he touched the ball. And then Dable could be like, see, you can't get rid of me now. I got this
guy.
But when he goes through normal rookie struggles, I think you might be right about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We got a bunch on the right. Prescott under center. Play action. Boot wide open. Flips it out to Williams for the easiest touchdown of the day.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. A couple of things. In the least surprising news ever, unless you are surprised, that the University of North Carolina is not going to do that Hulu series anymore.
Oh, what?
I know that's probably shocking news for you guys after they started 2-3.
Been awful, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awful. My buddy Mike Lombardi there. They're doing a terrible job. They're playing terrible football right now. They made a lot of changes. I mean, they look lost on offense. They're not doing anything on defense. It's North Carolina should not be that bad of a program, but they are right now.
Without getting into like any specifics, have you talked to him about?
Yeah, I told him they've been horse-ass right now and they need to be better than that, you know?
I bet he agreed with that.
He did. He told me, he's like, yeah, just that, you know, we're just not playing good football, and they've trying to recruit, and they'll see what happens. They're trying to get NIL money, you know, to get that squared up, and you know they have to pay some guys. You know, people are coming out and saying, "Hey, you're trying to run your program with kind of create like an NFL type of an atmosphere, build your program, have continuity in the program, and all that." They have not done any of that. I mean, that is, you know, that you cannot be that bad at that university, and I think they know that.
I'm going to try to one-up my bad take from yesterday that Mark Sanchez could be innocent by saying today Bill Belichick fraud.
Oh.
Could only do it with Tom. What happened before Tom and after Tom. And
so you don't give him credit for being the coordinator?
That was Tom on a 50% discount. Good coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not a good head coach?
He's basically Wade Phillips with Tom Brady.
Ow. Man, that is a hot take.
I will say, I think he goes in the Hall of Fame before Wade Phillips. Yeah. I think
Eli's going in too.
Hey. Man, I'll tell you what, I'll fight that one. I'll fight that. That guy's a 500 quarterback. But then again, Bob Greasy's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
come on, let's be honest about that.
Hey, it could be worse. At least you didn't blame Belichick's failures on the black people in the inner city like other folks. So I think you're okay.
It's true.
What, I'll Corey? That happened.
What, Dan? Oh. Dan Dykich?
Yeah,
is that his name. What's his name?
Dykich. He would change that name? Last name in a heartbeat.
Dykich. Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Yes, that was a weird time for that take.
God.
All right.
Epic community note though on Twitter.
I'm one of these Big Ten guys. You gotta listen to. Ha ha. Yeah. You know.
I don't like it. Is.
I'm talking to you from my living room. I've been fired everywhere I've been.
Uncomfortable truths.
Yeah. Whatever somebody says, I'm gonna tell it like it is. Does that change your opinion of what they're about to say?
No.
Okay. Because I think it usually lowers my opinion.
Yeah, I like, cringe.
This is gonna be
like,
dumb.
Oh God. Incoming.
Yeah. Just like when somebody goes, I know I probably shouldn't, but, and you're like, you could listen to yourself.
Right.
And stop.
I am listening to myself.
Yeah. Overruled self.
Yeah, because you decided as a human, I know I shouldn't.
Right.
But then you're like, I'm overruling myself to go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
It feels like
just
a bad
say it. God, what's the problem? That's the problem with the world. We're just not saying it.
All right, so let me ask you this, because I've long wondered this.
Just say it.
Just take your mouth and say it.
What percentage of honesty can our society handle?
Not much these days.
Yeah.
Maybe back when I was like 15 years old, we were a little bit more honest with things.
The 1800s were a different time.
Yeah.
That's why they're hiding aliens from us. So,
why you guys can't handle the truth as much anymore there?
Youngsters.
That's a good question.
What do you mean, you guys?
Because you're young.
Because we're getting
young guys.
Not that young.
I mean, I was winning Super Bowls when I was your age.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Gosh, those were the days.
What are you guys doing nowadays?
Oh, boy, nothing.
Besides
absolutely
causing
nothing.
Problems in the world.
We had a pretty good restroom revelations on Friday.
Mixing it up, you know, fighting people.
No, man, really, what's up? Really, what's up? Seriously, what's up
as
with you
Mike
guys?
Would say, what's your deal?
What's up with you young
really,
folks?
What's up with you guys out there?
What's
seriously,
your deal?
What's the problem with her? What's the problem nowadays?
I don't know. I feel like we as a young group of people, population, we need to huddle up and put an answer together because I don't have one for you.
No. Who would be your rep for the young people?
Ooh, young people rep? Voice of the young people?
Might have been that guy that got offed.
Charlie Kirk.
Oh, old
he
Charlie.
Tried.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact I
we
didn't
probably
know,
have some
I didn't know much
for
about,
a certain portion
listen,
of them.
Listen, I don't know much about him, but I do appreciate the way he put it out there to debate.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was awesome.
Try and talk. You don't always have to agree with people on stuff,
right.
Which I think is our biggest problem nowadays.
Yeah, you can't have discourse anymore.
You get so locked into what your take is, you're not willing to see the other side.
Yeah.
We're finding that out about Dak a lot.
You know what?
You know,
I think that same way, especially in sports.
It is October 7th.
When new things happen, all right? So like some people get locked in on their opinion that even when new information is presented, whether it's
they'll fight you on it.
Sports or not, when you're like, oh, you said so-and-so was no good. And you're like, but then they had a great season and they've changed my perspective.
Right.
Like, I think that should be fine.
Yes, it should be.
You should, you should be able to admit, like, listen, I might have been a little bit wrong about that.
Yeah.
You know, and people in this day and age, that's, I think, our biggest problem is we're afraid to admit when we're wrong.
Yep.
You know, it's like, no, and I'm not, you get more dug in.
Yeah.
You know, you have to acknowledge the fact that certain things do change. And if it's against what your views are, you have to be willing to say, you know what, maybe I was a little misguided on this one.
And why are people so afraid to hear an opposing viewpoint? You know, like
it's a great question.
Yeah, because you talked about like people get dug in, but also they try to shout down someone's opposing viewpoint before it even starts. And I'm like, all right, like Corey and I, we disagree about a lot of stuff. And we're like, I will hear what you have to say if you will hear what I have to say. And like, I'm not saying we magically every time are like, yay, we're on the same
awesome.
Page. But like, I get a better nuanced sense for what he thinks.
I have a better yesterday, I went after Wolchuk about pulling guards and pulling linemen. And I said, you know, no, you're not right about that. I went and did the research. He's absolutely right about that. I learned something yesterday. You know, you watch the thing, you're thinking, man, did I notice that enough? And no, he was right. You know, they're running 122 running plays. They're pulling tackles. They're pulling guards. They're blocking with tight ends a different way. Yeah, my opinion was wrong.
Yeah.
And it was, and like you go and you kind of figure it out. You learn and you say, you know, hey, become a better person because of that.
But you're also open-minded to go and look into it.
I think that's the problem. I don't think we're open-minded. The young folk, I don't think are open-minded.
100% spot on.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being willing to do that because we make fun of you for being crusty and stuff all the time, which is true. But you also are willing to raise your hand up when you're wrong.
My crusty society is not right all the time. And we act like we're right all the time. We're not. We just, back in the day. Back in the day wasn't always great. You know? We weren't doing everything totally the right way. But no, I think we need a little bit more understanding of like, hey, listen, I'm more willing to hear what you have to say other than just, get out of my face.
Yeah, let's just yell and scream at each other.
Yeah. I think that's a bunch of BS.
Agreed.
It's block you on Facebook because we have different views.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, I do think that's kind of weird. All right.
What do you think about sports, Heggy?
You got day baseball today.
I'm so excited about day baseball.
And the potential for lots of day baseball during El Show tomorrow. Do you feel like this is the end of the road for the Yankees tonight?
I hope so, but I don't think it will be. I think they do get this extended to tomorrow.
If that is the case, then that means all four series will be in play tomorrow.
Yes, but I would love to see them get swept, and then they'll probably fire their manager.
I could see that.
Oh, no.
Really good.
That's going after jobs.
That sounds
I like
a
that.
Fake
that's family.
Well, I mean, just New York. I mean, they've been trying to get him out of there for the last 4 years.
Are you interested? Oh, we've already got our manager, right?
Yeah, we got Skip.
Yeah. We got Skip, yeah.
We did it.
I'm hoping...
Are you excited about Skip? You guys talking to Skip?
Actually, I really am because the year before...
If you said no, I would have more respect for you.
Okay, well, I don't think that.
I'm just
he
kidding.
Really was a whiz with the Marlins until the Marlins were like, the hell with it. We'll take away any semblance of money. or talent that you have, and that's why he left.
Did they really get? Did he quit because the lady general manager got fired?
I think so.
He liked her. She was helping
him.
They
were like, they had kind of the same, I guess, vision.
Yeah. Yes. He didn't like the direction they were going.
And his vision is supposedly aligned with CY. So I like it.
Yeah. Got a superhero jawline too.
Yeah. I mean, is he like, where is he the most handsome manager going? Like, I feel like he's
easily top five. What was that guy that Max Kepler? Was that, what was that guy's name? His name was Max.
Gabe Kepler.
I just can't get my guy's.
He was a dog.
Gabe was a handsome guy out there. He'd go pitching change. Everybody, the ladies all stand up and clap.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that with Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman.
Handsome guy.
Handsome guy.
He's the easy one seed in college football.
See, I said, I don't know all the coaches, but he'd be high on my list.
Oh, no, there's some rugged coaches. Don't we have a rugged coach kind of down there at San Antonio? Kind of, we got some like young, rugged coach guys that I think, look those guys.
I don't doubt it, but like on a national scale. Top
look
25.
Up more handsome men is what he's saying.
Eric Morris. Yeah.
Hey,
you
listen.
Know? Stud.
Yeah. I'm on it.
All right.
Go Mean Green.
What do you guys, besides an update
handsome
on
coach
that.
Handsome coach at 240 today. Handsome coach.
Top 10 hottest coaches in sports.
Okay. Do a pivot. It is National Taco Day, but I love talking about hot coaches here.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, clearly. Thanks for asking.
That is good.
Bobby Corella, All City Dallas, talking Mavs with us coming up at 3 o'clock. And at 4:40, Mark Schlereth.
All right. I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow.
Top 10 sexiest NFL coaches for 2025.
There you go. Your top 10 with the Woolly Bully. Come back with us tomorrow, 10 to 2 on The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.